The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
The collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
I feel like that's probably not the best way to handle a meeting with your boss. I'm just saying that's...
I don't think he handled it the best way, but I understand his hesitation.
Well, I guess the way the whole thing rolls out, I'm just saying in hindsight. I mean, we'll see how it all shakes out in the next couple of weeks or so. But so yesterday, let me back up and say there is a weekly super secret radio management.
It's not a super secret radio.
It was positioned to me like it was double secret probation stuff.
It's in a glass room. It's not.
Right, it's the cone of silence, right? I mean, it's...
No. You can hear everything. And you can see it all, too.
So it's
an operations meeting.
People, employees scattered all across the nation for this radio, television, and broadcast and .com network. Whatever it is we are. We have people all across the country, and the boss of radio lives and works in Michigan.
That's his title, too.
The boss of radio. I don't know, what is he, CEO of radio, president of radio?
I think he's general manager
of BRN. There's
president somewhere in his title.
You can bet there's a vice president in his title. If there's not, he's getting hosed. There's a whole lot of vice presidents around here I was like, wait a minute, that dude's a vice president?
Yeah.
We got a problem.
There's a deputy in there somewhere, deputy vice president of general managing.
So the guy who runs radio works in Michigan, and we got people all over the country. And every week, the management team, which is, by the way, like radio. 90% of the people that work in radio.
Yeah, because there's only like four of us.
It's like everybody but me and Chris and Mike Opalka and Chris Salcedo. I mean, that's the only four. We've got interns who are part of this call. But
well, somebody has to take notes.
Right, so it's this weekly operations call. Is that what it is?
Yes. All radio right. Ops.
So like a couple of weeks ago, Chris and I are riding down the road with Cal, and we're in the car, and he's like, oh, hang on a second. I got to get on this this operations call. Now, he could have just thrown it on mute. Most of it, he's just listening. But instead, he doesn't even hold it to his ear. He puts his little headphones in and plugs in so Chris and I cannot hear what's on the call.
It wasn't so you couldn't hear. It was just easy.
We're in the car,
and I'm going to put it like on speakerphone.
Why wouldn't you put it on speakerphone?
Because it's just you can't hear too there, well.
Right. And other times, if we're in the room and he has it on speakerphone, you see him on speakerphone it and put it to his ear. It's like,
that's not true.
There's this attitude.
It was like one time.
When you walk in the room and people are like, so anyways, Doc was... Hey, sandwiches! Hey. I like egg salad.
Reubens are good.
Reubens. Is a hot dog a hit? Right, I mean, this is the attitude. So that's how he positioned it. And Chris and I the whole time are like, you can put that on speakerphone. No, it's okay. So we've been giving him the business that this is like a super secret call, right?
Yeah.
So
there are certain things that, our grand poobah says, this doesn't leave the call.
Aha! Right?
It's just the things that are operational.
Wasn't he just protesting that it wasn't a secret?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like the way you're making it out to be. Right. It's like, don't tell Doc and Chris what's going on.
Has he ever said, don't tell Doc?
I cannot.
Son of a mother puss bucket.
There's the answer.
Right, finish my sentence?
Okay, what is it? Okay.
I cannot recall was said.
Nice. All right. Which I don't blame him for not telling me stuff, because cat, out of the bag. But regardless. So that's how this thing is rolled out. So Monday, this guy who runs radio in Michigan, we'll call him...
Grand Poobah?
Dom, because his name is Dom. And he goes, we're talking, and he goes, hey, can you join us on the call on Thursday? Because you got this big thing coming up, we want to talk about all the logistics of it and whatever. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. And then he told you the same thing, apparently.
No, Sarah told me, my boss, told me to join yesterday.
Like, okay. So, right. So it was a temporary thing. So we get on the call. I do my little business and up front so I can get off the rest of the call.
Yeah, because
I got crap to do. And
meanwhile, side note, I'm in here with him when we're both on the same call on our own phones. This guy, every 3 seconds, like, I don't think you paid attention to have the call.
I can multitask.
Every 5 seconds, did you hear this? Did you hear that? Did you see this guy? Do you think that girl's hot? Is she hot? I think she's hot. Are you hungry? I'm hungry. You want to get something? Bell, ring. Squirrel.
Brad knows what you're talking about because I do the same thing in meetings. That's the reason I stand in the back. And Brad appreciates that.
I'm trying to pay attention. And I'm like, okay, they're talking. We've got to pay attention here.
So I hit mute, and I'm like, oh, come on. That's bull crap. Right? I mean, whatever.
Like, you know, do you hit mute? Because I hit people who don't mute. I don't mute on the phone. Do you mute? Because I'm using it. You know, I was in the during this whole call, I was taking a leak. I was in the bathroom peeing while I was on the call. You know, nobody even noticed. Right, it's pretty great. I just mute things. Awesome.
I can multitask, right? So anyway, so we're in the call. So I bail then and go do the rest of the stuff. Throughout the rest of the call, Chris is stuck there on the call. And then I didn't realize it, but what happened at the end of the call?
At the end of the call, Dom.
We'll call him Dom.
We'll call him Dom. He asked me, well, hey, Chris, you're more than welcome to join us at this weekly phone call meeting.
Join us every week.
Every week.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I forgot who I was talking to. And I was like, well.
It was like he was. You know, he had to look good in front of the boss and say, like, oh, that's the sure, but he didn't really want to.
And the boss is like, sure.
So he's like, hey, you know, you can join us every week on these calls. Well, you should probably jump in.
Oh, thank you.
His voice got really high.
Oh, thank you.
We call weekly phone call meetings conference calls in America.
This is response to being invited to a super secret meeting.
I think I'm good.
I said that 10 times. I think I'm good.
Did
he keep saying, no, I mean, seriously, if you want to
go. Yeah, no, he kept bringing that up. And I was like, no, seriously, you're more than welcome to come since you're taking a bigger part role in the radio operations. No, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
No, seriously. If you could join us every Thursday.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it's okay.
No, I mean, if you want to join us so you know what's going on.
Yeah, I understand that.
Hang on. The building's on fire. I got to go put the fire out. I'll call you later. Bye.
This is what happened in the conversation. It got to the point where I was like, you know what, Dom? Next conference call, I will give you those updates you wanted me to give you, and I will join the phone call just to give you those updates and to see what the other boss said about what we just talked about. Mm-hmm. He was like, okay. So I had to make something.
But you're only one. You're only on the hook for one.
For one more, yeah. I'm on the hook for one more.
So
no, you're not, my friend.
I'm not sure.
Not if I'm involved. I've got something to say.
That wouldn't be the career advice I would give you.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I forgot who I was talking to. I honestly forgot who I was talking to. Well, you were at the beginning of the phone call. Then Kyle interrupted with something. And then I started talking. And the whole conversation, it felt like I was just talking to Doc and Kyle. Like, well.
And that's Chris's thing. I'll be like, hey, Chris, can you do... I don't know.
I'm going to do it, but there's going to be some bitchiness, you know, at the beginning.
No, you were bitching about being on the super secret call.
No,
you wanted to be on the super secret call.
And there's the next angle. Here's the next thing.
From now on, I'm going to be like, is Chris here? We need to get Chris. Chris isn't on the call today.
Here's the next thing. So, number one, Chris weaseled out of the call, which is important.
Wow, that's surprising.
Number two, there's nothing important on the call. Cal's just playing it. You know, he's in. Guys, got to stand.
Here's the thing.
Management here. I got the thing.
Here's the thing. I got dumped halfway through the call, so there was more talking
after
I hung up.
Yeah.
So there was a
wait a minute. You got dumped.
There was a secret.
After his part was done, he's like, "Okay, great, all right, thanks, bye, guys." Because he was in really rushed to get off. He was like, "Okay, great, thanks, bye, guys."
I thought we were done. We weren't done. Sorry.
So
then there was stuff that happened afterwards, which I'm not at liberty to talk about.
See,
super secret.
Okay, so you're back to that then.
So
he just went from guys, it's not super secret to whatever you can really see, and then whatever. I can't. So serious. What was talked about?
I'm not at liberty to
you can
say.
At least
you
can tell us
both
the topics.
On the call, and you both decided to leave early. So you you could have stayed.
I was told to leave early.
You were not told to leave early. Okay, guys, I gotta go now. Squirrel, bye.
So what was talked about?
I really am not liberty. There was
said. I could have stayed. I bailed. You could just give us the topics.
Programming information.
Radio.
Such as?
Possible talent talk of certain, things.
Wow!
Thank you, Captain Big. About acquiring new talent?
I was told to just, you know, these things.
To changes? The changes on the air?
About alternate personnel in positions that are currently held by others.
Is somebody going to get fired?
Somebody getting fired?
Yeah.
Somebody getting fired?
I'm not at liberty to talk about the logistics of operational material that happened at the Blaze Radio Network.
You are working on your contract.
I am. I'm working on my contract.
There are people who are coming up for renewal that maybe, you know.
They may be allowed to pursue other opportunities.
Perhaps.
I was told there'd be no math.
I was told we wouldn't talk. I was told these things would just work themselves out. That's what they It'll work itself out.
We talked to HR.
And then I said, so should I go tell this person? No, it'll just work itself out.
Were the words, we wish him the best in his future endeavors mentioned anywhere?
I think Endeavor was in there somewhere.
Is all these donuts going to help me? Right?
In the future. And
no.
Yeah. Wow. So so a lot was accomplished on the conference.
Oh, no,
so.
Not at all. No, no.
Because no. I was going to say, for my little piece, it was pretty much everything I sent in the memo the day before.
Yeah, that happened. That's
did you send that email?
Well, it's funny because Chris's whole part about like, and then at the end, it's just like, well, there's really nothing we can do about it. Then I guess there's no solution to the problem.
There was a solution to the issue.
Okay, yeah, there was, but we need to spend money.
And yeah, we have to spend money. That
and then it was like, okay, well, we're not going to do that point. Then. So
Dom is a very lonely man. That's what I mean.
You know, Dom's wife listens to the program.
She's a very lonely woman. They're she both does? Very lonely.
Our boss is a great, great man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, brown noser.
I don't like the tone that we're taking right now, and I want to just be on record.
Wise beyond belief,
my friends. Wise beyond belief.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network. Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Do you guys see the NRA Dana Lash video?
Yes.
You see him?
Maybe.
You didn't see it. Chris, you see him? So Dana Lash did a commercial for the NRA. She works for the NRA.
Yeah, she's the NRA.
She's a radio spots.
Yeah, she's a Second Amendment supporter.
Spokesperson.
What? Wait, what?
Whoa!
No.
News to me.
No, the reason
is that why she wrote a book about Hands Off My Gun?
Yeah. Seems pretty simple, right?
Is that why they always have Ron as a pro-gun person on every news network?
A real gun.
But somehow, all of a sudden, there's a lot of people that are like, Dana Lash supports the NRA and guns.
No.
That's the
go figure.
Point.
I don't know why this commercial caused so much trouble.
Because she's calling for hate. And to kill people.
No, she wasn't. Oh. She was pointed that things are going the wrong direction. She didn't say grab a gun and shoot people. Nothing, not even heading that direction. But somehow people are really upset and they are now protesting her today.
Today.
And,
is it a virtual protest or an actual protest?
This is going to be in Fairfax, Virginia, near the headquarters of the NRA.
If we start driving now, we can get there.
But Dana is in Texas.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And you protested her in Virginia?
Uh-huh, that's right, in front of the NRA.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah. So, Tamika Mallory, the co-founder of the Women's March, Inc.
Oh, now they're incorporated?
They're incorporated. They've incorporated. They've got
tax benefits.
Don't the people on the left often protest against
evil corporations?
Corporations, that's right. But now they've incorporated women. You're feminist, saying women are being kept down by corporations out there, treating women unfairly. That's the reason we need a statue of a little girl in front of a bull, which, by the way, is bull. And that you've decided to incorporate women. Good. Nicely done.
Is the CEO a man?
Tamika Mallory. Yeah, it's funny.
It ought to be.
She's the co-founder, but the CEO is a man, yeah. Well, if you want to get things done in the corporation, you know, you want to see it grow.
Otherwise, it'll just kind of keep going in circles.
Yeah, it goes real well every three weeks or so, and then you have some trouble. Anyways, so they have this nationwide protest, they say, but it's going to be centered in Fairfax outside the NRA's headquarters because of the NRA being there. But I don't know how these are going to pop up locally. Dana's here in Texas, so I don't know if we're going to get any out here of our studios.
Oh, that'd be great. I hope we get some protesters outside.
But I don't know if they're smart enough to realize this because Dana, we carry her television show here
yes.
at theblaze.com, Blaze TV. But she has a radio show that is not carried on the Blaze Radio Network. That's completely separate, but it's on a handful of radio stations. Yeah. Those stations are different places, like St. Louis.
Yeah.
Are they going to go to those radio stations for the purpose of protesting that station? Or are they going to come to the physical location that Dane is at here? Is she going to go to various radio stations? We know they're going to be the NRA. What is your point? What's your point? Or is it to get as much attention as possible to
But here's the thing. It's like, I'm going to protest her because she's doing her job.
I know. What's, yeah.
Like, seems honestly,
a little silly.
I call it free publicity.
You're right. Maybe that's it.
Well, here's the weird thing. The Women's March, you know what their unity principles are? Women's March Incorporated.
Inc.
Environmental justice, immigrant rights, disability rights, civil rights, workers' rights, reproductive rights, ending violence, and LGBTQIA.
That
rights.
Sounds more like that should be Progressives, Inc.
Huh. That's weird.
Huh. Wow. Progressive Women's March, Inc. Something like that.
Is there anything in there that has anything to do with women?
Reproductive?
Yeah, how about give me the, was there anything reproductive?
One of the reproductive
Well, that's not
rights.
Exclusively women, though.
Right. Now, because transgender, talking about wombs.
The wombs,
right. The wombs go from the woman to the man.
That's not exclusively
the womb
women.
Transplants.
And even if you were talking about right to abortion or whatever, that's still not exclusively woman.
Huh. So there's nothing really on there that's...
No, not at all. The Women's March...
The Women's March, Inc.
Here's the ironic thing. They're not going to be marching.
So what
Only every once in a while. So the Women's March, Inc.
Mm-hmm. doesn't march.
It's not about women, and it's not really a march.
It should be called Vagina Hats LLC.
Hold on. We do not accept any federal, state, or local rollbacks, cuts, or restrictions on our ability to access quality reproductive health care services, birth control, HIV, AIDS care and prevention, or medically accurate sexuality education.
For women with penises.
What? Right.
What is medically accurate sexuality education?
I have no idea.
Medically accurate
sexuality education.
So sexuality education, not sexual, sexuality.
Right? Sexuality, yeah.
Okay. Medically accurate. What does that mean?
Is that a transgender thing? Is that what that is?
Yeah. First of all.
Yeah. Okay. So wait a minute. It's a transgender thing. But if you're saying medically accurate, what do they think I'm saying about it? That you can't be a man or a woman, if whatever?
Yeah.
Guess what? Medically accurate, if you really want to go...
Medically technically.
Accurate. Guess what? You're never the other gender.
Yeah.
Because your little DNA molecules still have you as being the gender in which you were born.
But Doc, I feel like a girl today.
No, guess what? Medically, and even if you get the snip job, doesn't matter. Medically, physically, you look like the other gender. Medically, technically, you are still...
There's something wrong in there.
Can they not take blood from a person to determine if it was a male or female?
Yeah.
So if you are transgender, if you go from male to female, when they take your blood, you're going to come up as a man.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Oh, wait. Libertarian just got tweet of the day. Why aren't gender activists offended by the gender-specific term Women's March?
Oh!
Wow. Well, Tamika Mallory, who is marching today, says, the co-founder there, not the CEO or president, who's likely a man. You are responsible for an organization, speaking of the NRA, that claims to be the oldest civil rights organization in America. However, recent actions by the NRA demonstrate not only a complete disregard for the lives of black and brown people in America, your fellow citizens, but appear to be a direct endorsement of violence against these citizens exercising their constitutional right to protest. I didn't know that that's what the NRA was doing. I mean, I missed the part in the ad where they're like, hey, brown and black people, we have no regard for your lives. We know you're our fellow citizens. We don't care about you. I missed that part.
Right.
It seems interesting.
Hey, but they do believe in civil rights.
They do?
Yeah. Civil rights are our birthright. Including voting rights, freedom to worship without fear of intimidation or harassment, freedom of speech, protection for all citizens regardless of race, gender, age, or disability. And it's time for an all-inclusive equal rights amendment. They've
gone on board with that. See, they believe in civil rights. That's a cornerstone of what they believe.
Yep.
Unless you want to own a gun.
Ta-da!
Unless you do own a gun. Unless you're a talk show host that supports the Second Amendment.
And you're just...
Then your rights don't. They're not a birthright, by the way, right. Then it's just hating on brown and black people. Interesting. By the way, Dana's going to make money off this.
Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Tweets coming in. Hashtag what I learned today. It's at Doc Thompson Show, at Cal79, at Real Chris Cruz, and at the Blaze Brad. A bunch of people were sharing some of Dana's tweets, and even she has a special little profile
for
Twitter.
Yeah, she has. If you go to her website, you could download the icons and put them all in support of her.
What I love about this is she's gone full bore because she's doing a special Facebook for 3 hours.
Facebook Live.
And she's gotten sponsors for it. So she and her various outlets, people who carry your show stuff, are just making money off of these knuckleheads. So she took something where they're protesting. Fine, you're going to protest me and try to gin people up maybe to make money yourselves. Fine, we're going to make some money off it too. Good for her. Nice job. All right, get the tweets in.
Kathy and the Bird tweeted, "We have become a country with so many rights that we are wrong on many levels."
Ooh.
One more time?
"We have become a country with so many rights that we are wrong on many levels."
Wow. She's right.
You got Johnny Mac tweeting out, "If I had a dime every time I heard Chris Cruz say, 'But Doc, I feel like a girl today.'" What?
I think today you said, "What if I feel like a girl?"
Yeah.
Something like that. What if I say that?
What if I say that?
By the way, Chris Cruz and I were triggering people in the makeup room the other day.
Oh, my God.
There's a room full of... You gotta love... This is awesome. So the topic came up of one of Chris's friends who is transgender, okay? And we've said...
The one that I support financially.
Right, who is a very pretty man, right? And this is the big thing we've joked about and whatever.
Sugar
so,
daddy for
so
him, her.
We're talking about it in the makeup room, and there's like three or four women in there. Mm-hmm. And they're getting... They're like, wait, what? 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 Because we had talked about it on the air last week. And so Chris is like, "Here, look at the pictures." And we've all said, he's very pretty. He'll make a good woman when it goes through.
I've never said that.
You said he was pretty.
I never said that.
Kyle, we got you on camera saying he's very pretty.
Yo, show me the camera. I said that this guy
upstairs,
the
production
meeting.
Obviously
a guy.
Oh, no, but listen. You've said he is a pretty man.
I've never said that.
We have you on tape. Okay, fine.
Okay, pull the tape.
Regardless,
I want to see this tape.
Regardless, most of us have said that. And we're not saying we take him home. We're not gay, whatever. We're just saying if he's transitioned to a woman, he'll make a pretty woman. Some people do not look good as the other gender, right?
It still looks like a man to me.
Regardless. A lot of guys that transition look pretty, tall and bulky, whatever. He's a small dude, whatever. So Chris and I are talking to the women in there and starts triggering them. And they're like, "Wait, what? So they're like, "Chris, you would date this... a transgender if they switched over and whatever?" And Chris is like, "Sure." I'm like, "Yeah, sure."
I didn't even let the sentence finish.
Right. They're like, wait, what? So they start going, and they're like, let me see a picture.
The two ladies in there, right?
Well, those two, and there was a couple others, like Sarah Gonzalez was one.
But they were all women, right? The point.
So they're in there, and they're, let me see pictures. And they pull up the pictures, and I'm like, "Pretty man to make a good-looking woman." A couple of other guys are standing around. I think Brad popped in at one time, and the women are there. And all the women are like, "That's a boy. He looks like a boy. He just doesn't look like a woman," right? Getting all triggered. And I was like, "Sounds to me like there's some jealous women in here."
Uh-huh.
Some women that are a little upset that he looks like a better woman than they do, or makes a better woman than they do.
He looks more feminine than they
do. Oh, my golly. Sarah Gonzalez gave me the, what? Look, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is gold. This is gold, Jerry. This is gold."
Not just that, we acquire another gentleman. I think his name is Nick.
Yeah.
Nick Pitts.
And
he's on Think Tank.
Yeah, he does not know anything about this conversation. Fresh new eyes.
Walks in, right
walks
in the middle
in,
of it.
I was like,
"What do you think?
What do you think?" He goes,
"Wow.
Wow." And that's all we needed.
That's it. And they're like, no, that's not what he meant by it. It was so funny. And Chris and I are just pushing the buttons, or whatever. And then I walked out and said, "My work here is done." They were so triggered.
You shook the hive.
It is funny. It's like throwing a grenade into a room.
It is. It's so funny. Especially, I love Sarah Gonzalez. She is so funny with this stuff, too. And she knows I just keep pushing her buttons. By the way, notice when we're on Think Tank together, because she's in some days, I'm in some days, we're there together. When they do the wide shots, sometimes you could see me messing with her, where I'll say stuff to her. I'll be like, what the hell did that mean? Or something she just said, and she's like, shut up, Doc.
She gets it. She gets it.
It really, the think tank at times is like study hall or being in school or whatever, because I'm like, Sarah.
Passing notes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Doc loves to pass notes.
Actually, I got to start slipping her notes during the show. I got to do more of that. Because sometimes I'll hold up little notes that the camera can't see.
Yes, no, maybe.
The one day I go, Sarah, we go to a break and I go, we're coming back and I go, that made no sense whatsoever. I go, you are so full of crap.
So you're tearing her down from the inside.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Just giving her the business. Sarah knows. That's our relationship. Let's see here. I saw a story, and I thought it's something that I really should present to Cal.
Oh.
Little information that you probably need.
I can't wait to hear this.
I mean, tell me struggles you have in your life right now.
Money.
Things that come, okay, money. Anything specific about like things that cause you not to have as much money as you would like to have?
Children.
Okay, anything else?
Wife.
So those are your primary focuses, because I think you left something out here.
What cost me money? Oh, debt?
No. I mean things that are problems in your life.
Other than money?
Mm-hmm.
And
no sleep?
There is a new procedure. It's been around for a couple of years, but it's really just catching on. A lot of people have never even heard of this. And it's designed to help people who are thinning up top.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I'm interested.
Right. And I think this is...
The male pattern baldness.
Yes. So, right? I mean, wouldn't that be nice?
It would be very nice.
Okay. It's called a scalp tattoo. It's called...
What? That's not a solution.
Yes, it is.
Tattoo my head?
It's called scalp micropigmentation.
Listen, I've got a little bit left and it's going very quickly. I do not need to tattoo my head.
No, it does. It looks like hair.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
No, it looks like a tattoo on your head.
It's designed to look like hair stubble.
No.
It's called scalp micropigmentation. That sounds good. Sounds legit. You'll look like you have hair.
No. How is that going to... It just looks like... I've seen guys with tattoos on their head. It does not look like hair.
No, this is not some Mike Tyson getting a face tattoo or anybody
head
with...
tattoo.
Somebody that says, you know, death on their skull. It's not that. It looks like... Can you look up scalp micropigmentation and see if you can get a picture of it there, Brad.
It
look like you've got stubble. So it looks like you've shaved, you know, not bicking your head because that would look like, you know, just skin. You wouldn't need it then. But it looks like stubble, so you don't have to go.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, no, that works. That's good.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
That looks awesome.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Yes.
That looks like the guy we had on that toured the world.
No, that looks.
Doesn't that look like him?
Leon Lately. Lego Thetis.
Lego Thetis.
Thetis. See, Cal, I think that's legit, man.
I like that. Yeah, that's
cool.
I do.
Yeah.
That and you don't have upkeep.
Stupid, no.
That looks.
What are you talking about? This is your solution, man.
It's still bald.
It's like the
That's
perfect
not a solution.
Haircut.
You're still bald.
That's like the perfect haircut.
What? So it's like, I'm really excited to have some stubble on my head. What's the point?
No, that looks good because then you grow out the face to look like the head.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Very, yes.
That's very Miami haircut like.
See, they put.
I live in Dallas, Texas. This is not.
Oh, you accepted Dallas
now?
I look
like an idiot.
He said. The doctor said the way it works is you get about 10,000 tiny dots on your head.
Oh, that sounds real pleasant.
Give or take.
Mm-hmm. He said you got those little dots. And before you poo poo this, maybe you should check with your wife because that's what matters, anyways.
She says that
that looks good.
Look at that.
That's real.
I'll tweet out a link to it.
Yeah.
That's wow.
Right.
My wife says that she loves me no matter how I look.
She's lying.
She's completely lying.
Obviously,
to you.
But I'm trying, you know, I'm in denial.
No. But ask her about this. See if she'd be down with this. I think she'd be good with it. And by the way, the doctor says about 10% of his clients are women.
Oh, what? What?
Okay. Chris Cruz suddenly went, whoa, this is, stop this. Knock it off. So 10%.
I thought it was 10% don't like it. I was like, okay, that's a good stat.
You know what?
Thanks for saying a woman.
I think he misspoke. I think he misunderstood. I think maybe he should have said something different. He said, 10% of my clients are lesbians. That's probably what he should have.
You are listening to the smooth sounds of the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
On the Blaze Radio Network!
Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
What a great product. Great product that has helped so many people. It's nice when you have a product or a service that you really believe in, and I'm sure the people at Relief Factor feel this way each and every day. They have helped tens of thousands of people alleviate some of the pain in their body with Relief Factor. See, it was designed to be an anti-inflammatory. And as you probably understand, inflammation is what causes a lot of pain in the body. And we've had tens of thousands of people say to us, hey, this has helped me get rid of pain. Sure, there's a handful of people who it doesn't work for, and you'll get that type of thing, and that's fine. But overwhelmingly, it has helped those people. It helped people here in the studio, many people in the audience deal with their pain. If you have pain, whether it's reoccurring pain from running or exercising or certain things you do at work, or maybe pain that has lasted you a longer period of time for some other reason, try Relief Factor. Bottom line, it works for most people. And
or if you've been in pain for so long, just trying the same thing over and over, popping the pills.
It's not working.
Try something different.
Right. Or if it is working, is it working the best? Is this the best you can get?
Or is it just a numbing?
Right. Is it just masking it right now? All you have to do is call Relief Factor at 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Or go to relieffactor.com. It's relieffactor.com. You can try it for just $19.95. What a deal. 3-week quick start pack, which should be plenty to get you on your way to getting rid of some of that pain at 800-500-8384, just $19.95. Or go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Tweets coming in now. Got Benson Rice tweeting, old picture of Doc's procedure, meaning the hair plugs. And he tweeted a picture of Tobias Fünke, lead actor. No, really. Not reality. Tobias Fünke from Arrested Development, which is hilarious. His hair plugs one, where they keep tearing him out and putting him back in, and the blood running down his head is really funny.
And he gets a disease. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to get rid of it. He's in a wheelchair.
You know, he's the first analysis our analyst and therapist, yes, to combine those two professions.
Yes.
So his business cards, he's abbreviated analyst and therapist into analrapist. So his business cards say analrapist. Right. I'm sorry, what?
Anal rapist.
Oh my gosh, what? Is that? It also looks like that?
That's crazy. Wait a minute.
His license plate also says.
UK. Oh yeah.
Anal rapist.
It's so funny though, whenever he gives his business card to somebody because it looks that way, everybody just goes, ooh.
Donna tweeted, please consider some girls would agree with this and me. If scalp stubble can be seen, it must be felt.
There you go. See?
So there is that. I can see. It's like false advertising. It's like breast implants.
Haven't we learned that image is all that matters?
Yeah.
No, I mean, the TSA has taught us. It's the illusion of hair, Cal.
Yes. Right.
It's not really hair.
Speaking
it's
the of illusion the TSA, of hair. Doe. How would you pronounce that?
What?
Someone's Twitter handle is Doe.
Doe.
They tweeted out, why does Brad want Cal to get even more hassled by the TSA? Shaved head, full beard from Egypt. Seriously.
It makes for good radio. Right. That's why.
All he needs is a white dress.
You know what? He might be onto something. You losing your hair like that does make you like not fit the profile quite as much. Because you just look like
shaved
pathetic.
Head? Really?
No. Just losing your hair
pathetic
like now.
Pathetic terrorist number one.
Yeah.
You can't be a terrorist. Look at that hairline.
It's pathetic.
Right. Because you don't look as young. And they see you and you're like, oh, look at this poor sap. He's losing his hair, middle age.
Well, I'll never be that guy. Gone. I'm never going to be the guy with the comb over. I mean, it's pretty thin right now.
You're going to do the Trump?
I'm almost to the point where once it's gone, I'm going to shave the head. I'm going to be just a shaved head dude.
At what point? What are you waiting for?
I'm holding on to the last strands that are.
Dude, you're that guy. You're the guy.
I'm not that guy.
Dude, you are. You should be going.
I don't have a comb over.
Dude, you should be going to shaved. Take your hat off. Show him.
I am not that guy.
It's pretty rough up on top. Look. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Dude, you got to go shorter. Yeah. You got to go
well,
shorter.
Well, I need a haircut. I always keep it short.
That little mane.
You got to show the top. See it from the top.
Look down.
Move the headphones.
I know it's bad, all right?
Move the headphones.
I don't have pictures out there.
Move the headphones.
I'm not moving the headphones.
See, he knows we're right. See, that's what it is. And there's nothing wrong with it. Look at
my insecurities.
Brad is accepted.
Brad pulls it off well.
Look how short it is.
That's usually how short I have it. I just haven't had a haircut in a while.
Here's the thing.
You're not that short normally.
Bam, bam. Thing you got going
puff,
on in the front.
Not, it's usually, well, you know, when I get my haircut, it's short.
Not that short. Not that Brad short.
It's not like a one, but
you
it's
gotta
like a
go
two
there.
Or
you're
three.
There, man. We're telling you, you're there. This is a safe zone, Cal. No, don't fight us.
If this is anything, safe zone. This room is never safe.
Oh my, this hurt. That
wow.
hurts.
This is never this safe.
Is, we're
this
here for you,
safe.
Buddy.
This is never
like,
safe.
This is like the only safe zone in the room. I mean, in the whole building.
That's right.
No, it's not.
I can't.
This is the only room that's safe is probably wounded. HR upstairs.
I'm wounded to hear you say that. This is, we're here for you. It's okay.
We're here to make it better.
That's
don't
right.
Lie. You don't need to lie. We know what. Just lie to my face. Just,
wow. Coming at us honest. Like that. We're here to tell you what works and what doesn't work. And it's time.
This is not working.
I know it's time. I know it's
okay,
time.
Okay. You know what? He's not here all the time, so you should be able to trust him more. Not Kirk. Every other Friday, it's not Kirk. Not Kirk. Are you, it's time for Cal or no?
As much as it pains me to say it, because I'm kind of going through the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, Cal. It's
Cal,
time.
Sorry. There it is.
It really
that's
is.
That's not from us, and that's not from Kirk. That's from
not
Kirk.
But I cut my hair short. Now I guess I'll cut it even shorter.
Yeah, shorter.
I keep it at about a three.
Oh, I guess no, I'll like no, no.
Two
no,
or
no
one.
Pushing it.
Got to go with the two
and
or
half
one.
To one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just that's go to the one and get ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to the one and get ahead of it.
See what you did there.
Yeah, see what I did? By the way, Jay, the TMB Hoosier, tweeting at Cal79, she loves you no matter what, but more if you do what she likes. And you know what she likes. You know.
Oh, I do what she likes. Don't you know what worry she likes. About that.
Clean the house, bring in more money, and grow some hair. You know what she likes.
Well, I've got two out of three down, so I'm working on that last one.
More cleaning, more hair, more money, more!
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.